First, we will start. So now I will start from the day three. So last time, the now I think they are talking about the four greatness. The greatness of the alone, you easily discover the true thinking of the victorious one. Yeah, from there we will start. Okay. So now the one point is the of the before the one point while you are the studying the dharma or Buddha dharma, most important thing is that you have to understand the true thinking of the Buddha. If you don't understand the true thinking of the Buddha, then it will very difficult to say that whether you are following the Buddha right or wrong, you are rightly or not. Understanding the Buddha's true thinking, what you have to do is the first you have to study the what the Buddha have said. Once you have not studied the what the Buddha have said, you won't understand the true thinking of the Buddha. Here that the, now the true thinking of the Buddha, is you will understand only when you study the Lamrim, then you will understand the true thinking of the Buddha. So that's why the after the studying the Dharma, you can get the benefit of the understanding the, of understanding the true thinking of the Buddha. Or you after the studying the Lamrim, then you will discover the true thinking of the Buddha. Because in this Lamrim practices, it touches the all the basic practice of the Buddhism, medium practice of the Buddhism, highest level practice of the Buddhism. So yeah, so that's the greatness of the Lamrim. Okay. Now the Buddha, because the thing is that the, in the Buddha's he had preached for the more than the now the 45 years in whole life. He started the preaching, but the Lamrim, what the Lamrim have done is that it made the all of the Buddha's teaching. It combined the essence of the Buddha's teaching. It was combined with the essence of the Buddha teaching. Because once you look at the Buddha's life, maybe more than 45 years, he have just teached the so many of the dharmas. The Lamrim is just like a combined of the essence of the all of his teaching. Because understanding the even now, okay, now you can see that once you have understand or when you discover the true thinking of the Buddha, then practicing will be very easy. Once you have not discover the true thinking of the Buddha, then the every practice will be very difficult. It will become very difficult for you. Ancient time, first of all, that the, whatever the Lama have to preach any of the teaching, he have to combine with the, some words of the Buddha. Because every ancient time when the Lama preaches, he have to combine with the words of the Buddha, because he want to show that that idea is not his own idea. It's idea of the Buddha's idea. Now the, here you can see the true thinking the Buddha means. The Buddha have told talk about the many different ideas. Among these ideas, we have to find it out which is the true Buddha's idea. In the Buddha's 45 years, he have talked the many different ideas, different theories. So we have to find it out which is the his true idea. That's very important. One more. So now what most important thing is that you don't think of the what the Tibetan Buddhism is, what the other Buddhism is. Think of what the Buddha's word is. That's most important. Right now, people are losing the track. They will just go to the Tibetan Buddhism. Among the Tibetan Buddhism, there are many different classes. You don't have to think which you among the Tibetan Buddhism, there are many schools. You don't look at the which schools comes. You just look at the what is the Buddha's true idea. That's the most important when you practice the Dharma. Now that I will come out the second point. Can you see the second point? The greatness of the alone you save yourself from the worst misdeed. After the Lamrim, the practices, it will allure you. It will help you save yourself from the misdeed. That's the most important point of the practicing the Lamrim. Okay. Because it says that after you the practicing the Lamrim or practice it, it will help you save yourself from the worst misdeed. And whenever you like at a Dharma practitioner, so one mistakes every Dharma practitioner have that they whatever the they practice the Dharma, they will claim is the best. Whatever the other Dharma tradition, they will accuse it. That's the one big mistake. Every Dharma practitioner should be very be careful with that mistake. So whenever you started the practice of Dharma, so many people when they started the practice of Dharma, they will just praise their idea and their school or their group, they will accuse the other practitioner, other group. That is the one biggest mistake. Dharma practitioner should be aware of it. Okay. So that means that after the practicing Dharma, because the, after the, you are learning the Lamrim, you understand that every Dharma and every different school of the Buddhism master teaching of Buddha, we have to respect this. After you are studying the Dharma, after you are practicing the Lamrim, you should understand that the, every teaching of the Buddha, every school amongst the different in the Buddhism, every are taught by the Buddha. So every the Buddhist practitioner should respect the all the different schools which exist in the Buddhism. Now here after that, the one more thing is there. You have to understand that the worst misdeed is means among the Buddha's teaching. If you
try to differentiate as a better and the worst, then it is one of the worst misdeeds.
That's one of the misdeeds. Okay. So now the generally you will see that in the Buddha's teaching, there are the three baskets in the Buddha's teaching. Yeah, Buddha's teaching, you will see that in the Buddha's teaching, there are the three baskets. We call the three baskets. Okay. Three baskets with the three different categories in the Buddha's teaching. Okay. Now the what is that? Is that, now the three categories is once the Buddha's talk about the morality or ethics, that's one category. Teachings on the based on the morality. Teaching based on the concentration or meditation. Teaching based on the wisdom. Buddha's teaching can be categorized in the three different points. Okay, based teaching the three, one the based on the morality and the ethic, one based on meditation, one based on the wisdom. Now the later point that can you see that the, now the greatness of the along you say from most Mr. After that you will see the points. Lamrim is a complete because it contains the all the subjects matter of the sutra and the tantra. Because now the in the Lamrim it will combine with the in the generally Lamrim is the matter the combine with the sutra practice and the tantra practice. Tantra is I think you also favorite point. Yeah, in the Lamrim here the what happens when the Atisha when he talked about the Lamrim he combined all the combined the essence of the tantra and the sutra. Sutra means which touch the Buddha's teaching which not talk about the tantra. So in the sutra or tantra most important thing is that there are the three principal paths comes. Okay, three principal paths. Three principal Lamrim emphasis based on the three principal paths. It's the three principal paths. So three principal paths means here Lamrim talks about the path of the lower vehicle, path of the medium scope, the path with the higher scope. Maybe I can tell like that. Lamrim talks about the three different paths, okay? One path for the small scope person, one path for the medium scope person, one path for the high scope person. The Lamrim complete that because it contains all the subject matter of the sutra and tantra, yeah? So Lamrim is the subject, all the, it's contains all the matter of the sutra and the tantra, yeah? Of course, the most important thing is you have to understand that tantra is not just like the ringing the bell and this also not tantra, okay? Tantra also, they have a system, philosophy of tantra that you have to understand. Once you have not understand the Lamrim properly, then you can't understand the tantra at all. Tantra have its own philosophy. So when you try to practice the tantra, you have to also understand the philosophy of the tantra. So that's why the tantra and the sutra comes the base of the Lamrim teaching. Once you have not understand the Lamrim teaching properly, then the tantra is nothing. It's meaningless, useless. And now after that, can you see that there is one saying in the leverage in the palm. Can you just see that? It's saying that one of the Kadamba Gishi have said that when I teach you the stages of the path to the enlightenment, it means that when he teaches the Lamrim, you gain a conceptual understanding of the world's books and the volumes. Can you see that? Did you get that saying? When I teach you the stages of the path to the enlightenment, you gain a conceptual understanding of the all the world books and the volumes. There is one of the Kadamba master. I think the saying is in that book. It said that when he teaches the Lamrim, every books and the volumes will feel that he is taking out. Yeah, he is taking out the pulling out the heart of the all of the Buddha's teaching. So one most important thing is that after you're studying the Lamrim, the study whatever you study, it should become to the your practice. Okay, it is not like some of the subject that you study and you don't practice it. Okay, Lamrim is the studying of the studying. You have to put it on the practice. So the point is that now up till here that they have not started the proper Lamrim. Now after that, the few important points maybe they will talk a little bit about related. Yeah, first you will see that the Lamrim practices. Now I've talked too much about the Lamrim. So now you will feel that what is a Lamrim? Yeah, Lamrim is just like a system, or it is just like the stages of the practices which combined by the Atisha. Buddha have not made all of his practices in the systematic way. Now the Atisha have just combined make the very systemic way. It's combined all the stages of the practices. Okay, that's called the Lamrim. Okay, now the Lamrim is just like the one the Buddha have give the teaching. He have talked so much of the practices, but not a very systematic way, not as a stages. Atisha combine or he get the all the practices and make a very systematic, That's called the Lamrim. You will see that the Buddha have told so much. Buddha have talked about so much of his practices, but Buddha have not told which should be practiced first and which should be practiced later. Okay. But the Atisha make it the every very systematic way, and he have just spoke out of which should practice first and which should practice later. That's called the Lamrim. Okay, that is a Lamrim. In the Tibetan word, Lamrim means a Lam means a path. Rim means a system. It's a system of. Also, you can call it a Lamrim means the stages of the path. Who made all these stages? stages. Atisha made all the stages of life. Okay, Buddha have talked about the, so much of the practices of the path through towards the enlightenment, but he have not made it like a stages, and he have not made it in the systemic way. Atisha is the first person who make a very systemic way. So that's called the lumbering. Okay, so once you have not understand, don't pretend like you have understand. Okay, just ask me directly. Okay, if anyone have not understand anything, just tell me directly. Okay, just tell me. Okay, don't pretend like you have understand. Okay, okay, now you got it. Lumbering is just like that, stage of practice. Now it comes, now the second question comes, that what is the first step of the practices? Now it comes, now it will, then it start for the lumbering practices. Okay, here it's come the lumbering practices. Okay, now the lumbering practices, all are emphasis on the which point, is all emphasis on the steps of the taming the mind. Okay, now the lumbering is every practice is the base on the emphasis on the taming the our mind. When we succeed to tame the our mind completely, then we call it the Buddha. So taming the mind is just like that. I will tell you the one story.
Ngài nói cái điều phục tâm thì như thế này, ngài sẽ kể một câu chuyện.
There is a one student, he went to the master place and asked the master that whenever I close my mind, the Buddha comes in my mind. Okay, Buddha comes in my mind. Then the master told him that okay, fine. Then when the Buddha comes into your mind, just cut off the Buddha's head. So student was quite shocked and asked that how can I cut the Buddha's head? Where can I get the knife? First that the student told the master that whenever he closed his eyes, Buddha comes in his mind. Then the student master told him that whenever Buddha comes in your mind, just cut off the Buddha's head. So student was shocked and asked that how can I cut the Buddha's head? Where can I get the knife, the sword? So master asked him the Buddha's, where does the Buddha comes? Where does the Buddha come from? So student told him the Buddha comes from my mind. It's coming from my mind. Whenever I close my eye, Buddha comes from my mind. So told him the same thing, you just get the sword from your own mind. Point is quite simple, that the Buddha, when I close your eye, Buddha's coming from your mind. When you close your eyes, even you can take the sword from your minds. Because the mind is something like that, every our thoughts and our emotions, everything is arising from the mind. So once you have tamed that mind, you can tame and you can control that all of your emotions or the thoughts. Taming the mind, yeah. And now the taming the mind means whenever you tame the mind, so there you have the many, you need many steps. Because the taming the mind is not an easy job. So many of the monks have failed to tame their mind. Also, so many have succeeded because it is not easy job. It shows that it is not easy job. So many people fail to tame the mind. It shows clear that it is not an easy job, taming the mind. Okay. Also, the so many people succeeded to the taming the mind. It shows that the taming the mind is not impossible. From here, then now it shows that the taming the mind is a very difficult task, but it's not an impossible task that you have to understand. So there's a saying that there's a true way of the thinking. Every difficult task have a big profit. You will get big profit. Whenever you look from the, to get the big profit, there's also a difficult task. Okay, now there's a true side. Now there's the every optimistic people will seize the every difficult task have an opportunity. The pessimism people, they will just seize the every profits and the opportunities. He sees all the difficulties. When you look at the opportunities, he will just see the difficulties. When the optimistic people, when they see the difficulties, he will also see the profits or the opportunities of the difficult task. Practicing lumbering is a taming the mind. Taming the mind is a difficult task, but beneath there you will get a big profit. Because in this, especially in this 21st century, we always talk about the profits. Profit is the most important thing. I will give you the share with the one of the my experience. Okay, one occasion in the monastery, we are having the research between the scientists and the Buddhism. So we are quite frequently we are having the research with the European scientists. Research with the common, I mean, we will do that research with the scientists, some of the Buddhism field. So one occasion, the one occasion where I was just doing the, we are having the conference with the one of the old, I mean, the physicist scientists. Physics scientist, physicist. So what happened is that he talk about the atoms and the subatomics or all these particles. Very interesting. Yeah, he very interesting. Yeah, he forms. So he's quite old. He's a European. I mean, the Swiss scientist. He's from Swiss. Then after the talking quite long, then I told him that whatever you have spoke is very interesting. I've told him the very interesting. Yeah, he really talks very interesting about this atom, subatomic, and these small particles, and all the structure of the proton or all the particles. So he told me that, it's very interesting. He told me that after he finishing the PhD from all these points, he have done, after finishing all the university studies, he have done the research for the 20 years on this field, 20 years he has done the research. Then he told me the one thing later that he have done the research after the college for the 20 years, but still he feels the empty from the inside of his mind. Still he feels that he have found nothing. After hearing this, I was completely shocked. And also I feel very happy myself. I have studied, finishing the study, the Buddhism, I have not spent like the 20 years on the researching on the Buddhism, not like him. I'm not spending the 20 years. I've not spent the 20 of the researching. But still, I've spent maybe 4 or 5 years at that time after the finishing the Buddhist studies. But I don't feel empty anytime. I feel that I got something deep down in my heart. So when I heard he saying that he felt that he had found nothing, so I was very happy that after studying the Buddhism, I feel that I found something, not empty. in our life, when we started to feel like that, I have got nothing. I have got nothing. If you started to feel like that, and it's very sad, and it's very sad, you didn't have a good life. So like that. Because all this arises, because once you have not fully tamed your mind, so every time you will feel that you have gained nothing, you have got nothing. So every time when you have not succeeded to tame your mind, you will feel empty from deep down of your mind. So in my life, so many people used to ask me that, what is the meaning of the life? What is the purpose of the life? So here comes Sinaja. So that's why I'm telling you that practicing the lamrim, taming the mind, it might be a very difficult task, but last you won't feel that empty. When you practice the taming the mind, you will feel that you got something. But the studying and the practicing are two different things. Okay, there are so many people who studied the Buddhism a lot, but who have not failed to practice. So that's why now the taming the mind is the most important point. Is the taming the mind is it's teaching you how to live. Subject is taming your mind is the most important point. You should learn. It is just like the subject of the way, how to live. Now here you can see that after that, now the first and the lamrim, it will talk about the first time, then it will talk the how to teach and how to listen the dharma. That's the first one. Now it will start from the lamrim, because every time it will emphasis on the first, the lamrim, when you start, it will talk about a way of the listening the dharma, how to teach the dharma. That it will emphasize very much on these two points. Now how to teach and listen the dharma, it is the first of them that it's talk about the way of the listening the dharma. There's a way of the listening to dharma. So the first point is that whenever you listen to dharma, first of all, that you have to think the benefits of the studying the dharma. First, when the benefit of the studying the dharma is the first, you have to study the dharma, then you will understand the dharma, then you can practice the dharma. Once you not study the dharma, you won't understand the dharma. Once you don't understand the dharma, you don't know how to practice the dharma. That's a very important point. I think I told you the few times that the dharma is the subject of the way of the living. You can call it a life logic. Dharma is just like, the life logic. Life logic in the colleges, you will get the different subject like a biology, sociology. Okay, there are so many psychology, but you won't get a subject called the life logic. Dharma is a life logic. So now it means that the first point is that, so that's why after you're studying the dharma, then you will know how to live better. The better means more happier. Then you will know how to live the more happier. Then the one is that you study the dharma, understand the dharma, then practice the dharma. That's why once you to the study, you have to listen the dharma. So it means that here it's sort of first of that you have to, when before the listening dharma, first of all that you have to understand the benefits of the studying the dharma. So studying the dharma and the benefit of the main purpose of the dharma is to bring the more peace and the happiness in the human life. That's the main purpose of the dharma. So that's why in this life, everyone feels to live the happy. That I think everyone wants that. Everyone wants that. No one will say that I want to live unhappy. Unhappiness and happiness is a very much depends on your way of the understanding, your way of the attitude. There is a saying that the happiest family is not everyone thinks same. It is not like that. The happiest family never have the same characters in family members. Okay, they just have the best understanding of their characters, others' character. Once you have not the understandings of the other different characters and the different views, once you cannot understand it, then it's very difficult to live with the different ideas, live with the different character people. You cannot understand the different character. You cannot cooperate with a different idea if you are too much of the selfish. Too much of the thinking of the self, then you cannot cooperate with the other's idea. Then you cannot understand the different characters of the other. You cannot feel the value of the other's character and the different views. Then every problem starts. In a family, in a couple, in the friendship, every problem starts. You will see that so these are the dharma is a teaching the how to people the team their mind to decrease the thinking of the self too much, decrease the ego. When you decrease the ego, when you decrease the thinking of the self too much, then you can feel the value of the other views. Then you can, it will be easy to you to understand the other's character. So there's, as I told you, English, there's a saying that in the world, most happiest family, happiest friends never have the same character. characters. They just have the best understanding of their difference. So that's why once you have too much of the selfish, when you are thinking too much of the self, then you cannot different then you cannot understand the different character. Then you cannot appreciate the different idea. As I told you before, now when I started this classes, I want you to become the very good. You may generate the very good understanding of the Buddhism. I'll send the prayer book. Okay. That I will send the better if you say it before the same prayer, after the same prayer. Then also if you have 10 or 15 minutes discussion among the you students, I think then you can improve the understanding of the Buddhism far much better. Okay. Thank you.